Who can I blame? And what can we do about these situations progressing over you? Who can I talk to? And who can I run to? When thoughts in my mind constantly swerve about you.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Avant podcast. It is wonderful to be back. It is wonderful to be here. And most importantly, it is wonderful to share my God-given opinion on the topics I feel need to be shared on. One thing I do have to say is a lot has happened since I've released my first episode. A lot has happened, a lot has taken place in the music world of things, and I really want to get into some of those topics, but most importantly, speak about things that I really care about. One thing that I do want to speak about is the release of Beyoncé's new album. Beyoncé has recently released a new album titled Cowboy Carter, and it is the second installment in her three acts, first being Renaissance, second being Cowboy Carter, and her third act will soon commence. I love the album. I feel like initial listen, I not cared more about Renaissance more, but I understood Renaissance more. Cowboy Carter is a beautiful album, and I feel like it is an album that upon first listen, you won't get it. And I feel like for me personally, when you, I feel like first listen shouldn't be the be all and end all. Many people take the first listen of an album, and what they hear the first time they listen to an album, they resonate with it and be like, okay, this is how I'm gonna feel. If my first listen isn't great, then I don't, for me personally, I don't think your first listen should determine how you view the album. Yes, sometimes your initial listen is going to be crucial in how you see the album, because you're always going to think back to that first initial listen or that first time you heard it. But I feel like albums develop and grow with you. And as you listen to albums more, you tend to gain more love for the album. So me personally, I may not like Cowboy Carter at first, or I may not have, you know, been like 10 out of 10 at first, but I feel like I'm growing with the songs, and I take my time and go through all the songs. Like, yes, I do a full track listen, I do a full run through when the album's first dropped, I do a full run through, but I feel like each song has to hit me at a specific point. I have to be connected to each song at a certain time. So that's kind of where I am at with the album now. But I will say that Beyoncé did what she needed to do on this album. I give it a 10. And I'm very excited to see what takes place in this era. But speaking on Beyoncé, I really am passionate about looking into what a love for each album means. And I kind of wanted to break down my opinion on what I think your favorite Beyoncé album says about you, or your most loved Beyoncé album says about you. So I want to start at her first album, Dangerously in Love. I also didn't know, I was searching up Beyoncé albums, and I didn't know that there was like another album that she had. It's weird. Let me see if I can go find it really quickly. Because I searched up Beyoncé albums, and this thing just came up. Speak My Mind. I've never heard that before. Like, ever. And then I think it was like a rush. It said it came out in Russia. So I'm in 2004. And it had like remix songs and stuff like that, and different songs, which is interesting to know. But we aren't focusing on that. I want to focus on her studio albums that have been released. First is Dangerously in Love. me personally, okay, this is going to sound so bad, but this is my opinion. I feel like if you love or if you constantly listen to Dangerously in Love, Beyoncé's album, I feel like you love R&B Beyoncé. That is your favorite type of Beyoncé. You know, you've heard pop, you've heard dance, you've heard country, but you still resonate with the R&B. Also, I feel like it's, this could be so bad to say, but I feel like the people who love Dangerously in Love are constantly those people who keep talking about, oh, Beyoncé needs to go back to R&B. And it's annoying. And let me just say my two cents on that really quickly. People need that set of Beehive who constantly want Beyoncé to go back to R&B are preying on her downfall. Because, yes, we know we had R&B, and R&B Beyoncé was good. R&B Beyoncé was tea. But I feel like we need to understand that Beyoncé is an artist. The reason why Beyoncé is Beyoncé is because she has innovated and she has evolved. So we can't be stuck in that same mindset. And R&B Beyoncé, not gonna lie, yes, it's good. R&B Beyoncé has given us some really good hits. But ask yourself this question. Is it really perfect? No. Beyoncé, and I'm gonna speak about it when I get to B-Day, but in order for Beyoncé to be who she is now, she really had to, how do I say it? She had to evolve. She couldn't still be doing R&B. I feel like Beyoncé does love R&B. R&B is probably close to her heart. But I feel like in order for her to appeal to the masses, she had to move from that sector of R&B and get out of it, essentially. And, you know, just become an icon, a pop icon, a dance icon. And that's how basically Beyoncé became Beyoncé. She evolved. So we have to evolve with her. Yes, you can be stuck in, you know, Dangerously in Love or whatever. But just move on. Because it looks, when I see you guys on Twitter talking about Beyoncé needs to go back to R&B, it's the same tired discussion. And to be frank, we've had enough. That's just me. We've had enough. Or I've had enough, I should say. I've had enough. But Dangerously in Love has given us some really good songs. Like, it's given us some classic songs. It's given us her most heard song, Crazy in Love. And, you know, Crazy in Love, Beyoncé plays it all the time. I love it, you know. And Crazy in Love itself as a song has evolved. Crazy in Love, Me, Myself, and I. My favorite song on the album has to be Signs. But, yeah, you know, I love it. I enjoy it. Dangerously in Love, 10 out of 10. And I feel like if you love it, you love R&B, and you're stuck in that same mindset of wanting Beyoncé to go back to R&B. It's kind of the same narrative with B-Day. If you love B-Day, you also love R&B Beyoncé with a slash of pop. I feel like if you love, I feel like for me personally, and this is going to be a controversial opinion, B-Day has Beyoncé's best songs on there. And let me just say really quickly, the run of songs on B-Day is insane. For that to be your second album, and for that to be your second solo album, I should say, and for you to have Deja Vu, Upgrade You, Freakum Dress, Resentment, Get Me Bodied, Ring the Alarm, Green Light, Check on It, Sugar Mama, Kitty Cat, and Irreplaceable on the same album is insane. When you think about it, these songs are basically kind of like, when you think about Beyoncé, most people think about songs like Deja Vu. Most people think about songs like Get Me Bodied, Ring the Alarm. Those are like songs that you hear Beyoncé's name and you think of those songs. So I personally feel like B-Day has Beyoncé's best songs on that album. Best songs, I'm talking about best songs of her career, are on B-Day. And I feel like I'm a B-Day fan. And I feel like people who love B-Day are constantly going to be, just like Dangerously in Love, reminding us that R&B Beyoncé was Beyoncé's best album. And I also feel like people who love B-Day too are always going to be reminding us of how the girls nowadays are not performing like Beyoncé used to perform. Because in the B-Day era, the B-Day era specifically was when Beyoncé was hungry. Because that's also when, around that time, that's also when Dreamgirls came out. And Beyoncé was doing every ad imaginable in that era. Like, I remember one time seeing her sing, I think it was Upgrade You. and she was in an ad for like this random thing. I don't know, I forgot what it was, but Beyonce was hungry in the B-Day era. Like, she was doing, and that hairstyle, the updo hairstyle, cannot be forgotten. Beyonce in that, and that's also when we got a Jay-Z and Beyonce collab in the Dangerously in Love era. But Deja Vu, really, Deja Vu at the BET, T. I think she was also still in Destiny's Child a bit in that era as well. But Deja Vu, Beyonce, Ring the Alarm. B-Day was Beyonce's loudest era. There's some, I feel like B-Day in itself can be broken down, but I feel like if you love Beyonce, you love her performances. Especially, you love the hunger that you saw in young Beyonce at that time. I Am Sasha Fierce is when Pop Beyonce was born. I don't want to hear any, opinions. Pop Beyonce was officially established and born in the I Am Sasha Fierce era. It was also her black and white videos. I kind of feel a way about it, but, you know, she was being creative. But Pop Beyonce was born in the B-Day era. The I Am Sasha Fierce era. Pop Beyonce had we had good hits. It had Single Ladies. It had Sweet Dreams. You know, I'm Sasha Fierce also had that alter ego, because you had Sasha Fierce, who was Beyonce's alter ego. And it had some good hits. So I'm Sasha Fierce, I feel like if you like I'm Sasha Fierce, you like Pop Beyonce, you like the black and white videos, you like the innovative aspect of Beyonce. Beyonce being able to evolve and change. And that's kind of when Beyonce was being pushed into, you know what? I'm Sasha Fierce, Beyonce was being pushed into the main light. She was being pushed into the main, because many people think of Beyonce songs, when many people think of the popular Beyonce songs, If I Were a Boy, she took that from, she didn't take it, but she remastered that and made it her own. Halo as well, Radio, Single Ladies, Diva, shout out to Blue Ivy. These are Pop Beyonce classics. When you think about pop, you think about Beyonce, you think of these songs that are still being played on the radio, iHeartRadio to be specific, are still playing these Pop Beyonce songs. So I feel like if you like I'm Such a Fierce, you like classic pop Beyonce. You like what made her in this limelight. That's what you like if you like I'm Such a Fierce. Four, personally, I feel like 4 is Beyonce's best vocal album. When you think about Beyonce's vocals and the vocal acrobatics that she was doing in her career, you have to go back to 4. 4 is the album. When you want to speak about Beyonce's vocals, you speak about 4. And for that, and the only reason why I say this, because Beyonce had the best vocal. Love on Top, first of all, that in itself, when she was modulating and going up and up and up, and you had Best Thing I Never Had, you had 1+1, you had I Care, you had I Was Here, and Run the World. But I Was Here, definitely, that was Beyonce's, when you talk about vocals and Beyonce showing the world that she's a vocal beast, yes, she did that on previous albums, but her best vocals for me, just like how B-Day had her best songs, 4 for me had her best vocals. And I feel like we can't neglect that fact that her best vocals were on 4. So I feel like if you like 4, you definitely, again, you like Pop Beyonce. But you like to hear Beyonce being a vocal beast, showing everyone that she is a vocal beast. And I have no qualms with that. I have no problems with that. So that's T. Beyonce, her 5th album, self-titled, as others call it, the digital drop, the digital pop, as she described it as. Again, you like Pop Beyonce, you like visual Beyonce, you like the message that's being shared in each clip. I really like that album, because I feel like the album's not really, it's talked about, but I feel like it's not talked about, in a sense. People tend to focus on Beyoncé's three most recent albums, but I feel like we've kind of like slipped away. You slipped away. We slipped away. We slipped away. But Beyoncé, that album, personally, it's a good album. I don't really have much to say on it because, unlike the other albums, I really wasn't here for that. But, you know, what I do remember is that the visuals were really good. That's kind of when you kind of saw that birth in really good visuals from Beyoncé. And her being innovative again, you know, changing the release date from, I think it was from a Tuesday to a Friday. So yeah, that was tea. Lemonade, if you like Lemonade, you hate Jay-Z. That was a visual album as well. Lemonade really, if you like Lemonade though, you really are going through something. And you know, it's okay. But if you like Lemonade, Lemonade really speaks. Yes, all Beyoncé's albums had a message, but that album really took you through it. And because we kind of saw that album play out like how it did, we kind of understood it more. So, you know, if you like Lemonade, you like the visual aspects of Beyoncé. You like Renaissance, you like Carl, you like, no, sorry, not Carl. Well, if you like Renaissance, you like Beyoncé, you're, I don't want to say what demographic you are, but you know what you are. And that's all the tea that I have to say on that. And Cowboy Carter, you know, if you like Cowboy Carter, you're white. And that's where it is. But all in all, I feel like my favorite album from Beyoncé has to be a mix between has to be a mix between Renaissance and, you know what, B-Day. Renaissance and B-Day. Because I feel like I love R&B Beyoncé, but her best songs are on B-Day. And I love Dance Beyoncé. And I feel like her second best songs are on Renaissance. I feel like her third best, I'm not gonna do the rank. But I feel like B-Day, well, Renaissance, then B-Day, for me, personally. Because I feel like, you know, we just have to give respect where respect is due. B-Day deserves respect as well as Renaissance. So we have to give respect where respect is due. You have to give to Caesar what is due to Caesar. But that is my opinion on what I believe your favorite or your most loved or your most connected to Beyoncé album says about you. Don't take this as gospel. You know, it's just the opinion of me. But it's tea and it's respected. And I feel like you guys, even though you may not understand, you may pick up points and be like, yeah, I can see that. But shout out to Beyoncé. She's changing the game one step at a time. And we are witnessing greatness. We are witnessing an icon. We're not even witnessing an icon in the making. We are witnessing an icon doing what they do. And we just have to sit back and observe and wait for the next installment.